The sun returns today, finally, and the temperatures will respond. We'll get up to around 70 this afternoon, still a little bit below average, but with less wind overall, really a very nice autumn day. Bit of a breeze yet at the beaches will make it feel a little bit cooler there, and then warmer temperatures even more so for tomorrow and right on into Saturday. We'll see highs tomorrow in the mid-70s, and by Saturday, we're near 80 degrees. It'll be a warm start to the weekend, but the humidity will be low. It'll be really a great day to get outdoors on this weekend before Thanksgiving, especially on Saturday with those warm temperatures, a chance to do any yard work you might want to do. Some folks are putting up holiday decorations already, and that'll be a good weekend. Now, Sunday, a little bit of a change. The pick day, as far as the weather goes, the pick day still looks to be Saturday because Sunday a cold front will move into the area with clouds and a band of showers. Now, it's not a lot of rain. It's not a washout, but about midday, we should see some scattered showers working from northwest to southeast across the area, and then once that front moves through, it will turn cooler on Monday with highs back down into the 60s for the start of the new work week. It still looks like our weather will kind of be back and forth next week for the week of Thanksgiving with a couple of fronts to deal with, maybe a little bit of rain at times, and temperatures that will fluctuate accordingly depending on the exact timing of those fronts, which of course will continue to narrow down in the coming days and then right on into next week. Lots of people traveling though, and there's more on that in the Burrish blog. I have kind of a synopsis of Thanksgiving travel, some links for travel conditions, including roads and by air. Also in the Burrish blog, the October global temperatures are in, as well as this year is proving to be very warm across much of the U.S., especially the eastern half of the country. In Jacksonville, it's the sixth warmest year so far on record. That's through Halloween, through October 31st. I have a map on that in the Burrish blog. And the tropics are quiet now, and we have 2 weeks left of this very active hurricane season. There's more, of course, in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With OE weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.